Welcome back to Spiritually Connected Today Devotional Podcast. And I am Althea Lovell. Our topic for today is being a godly example to others. There are so many things we do today that do not reflect us being godly examples. For example, we gossip about each other, we laugh when we see our fellow brothers and sisters fail, and we look the other way when we see someone needs help. Now, that's not the type of godly example that God has called us to be. God wants us to be lights in this world. As he said in the word, to let your light so shine before man that they will see your good works and come to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. When we live a godly life, we are reflecting that light. Paul told Timothy to be a godly example. And he set specific guidelines for Timothy in being that godly example. He said to be a godly example to the believer in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. And he also said, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Even though some persons may not be young, you might be young, you might be old, or just be middle-aged, but don't let no one look down upon you, but just be all that God called you to be. Trusting him and believing him at his word and living a life of love, humility, and grace before him and in this world as he has called us to. We get caught up with so many things, but that's not what God has for us. God wants us to demonstrate his love to others as we are being examples, because God is love. He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So as we demonstrate our godly example to others, let love prevail. Let love prevail. How we speak to each other, how we live amongst our neighbors, our co-workers, our friends and our family members. We will have love, peace and harmony. Where we'll be demonstrating the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance, self-control. Against such there is no law. Also, when we share our faith with those we come into contact with on a daily basis. And if we're not demonstrating love, we cannot go and share our faith with anyone if we're not living it. Because to the person, it would seem that if we are coming across as being a hypocrite, let it become our second nature. Follow the spiritual laws and the principles that he has given to us in his word. And just go forth and do it. And people will see the blessings of God in our lives. Because God don't only bless us for ourselves. God bless us so we can be a blessing to those around us. And to bring honor and glory to his kingdom. He also said to live pure and righteous lives before him. When we follow God's word and setting an example, sometimes we will be going along. We may not even know some person is watching how we are dealing with a situation and the peace we have in that situation, how our tolerance level is in that situation. But persons are watching us. The world needs God. The world needs God, and we as kingdom citizens, we need to demonstrate to those around, we need to make it a part of our lives so persons can see it and want to gravitate and want the God that we serve. We see it with Daniel, the kings changed laws because of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Laws were changed because who can this God be able to save his people like this? So then these people gravitated towards their God. And we, when we live a life that is godly, people want our God. The world we live in today, many people are hurting. Many people are suffering. Many people are struggling. And they need us. They need God. The God that saves. They need God. So we, as God's children, We need to be that godly example wherever we go, not conforming to this world system or to this world pattern. But we need to live godly lives so that we will be an example to those around us. So as you go forth, live godly. Study the word of God to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, but really dividing the word of truth and living it. And living it, meditating on the word and living it so that you will be a light in this dark world. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. I pray that you help us to live godly lives before you, trusting you in everything and in every situation, living by your spiritual laws, letting your word become second nature to us, O God, so that we can be the examples that you have called us to be, whether it's in our word, whether in what we speak, Lord God, in our faith, in purity, Lord, and how we live our lives. Let our light shine. Help us, Lord. Even at this moment, we may not be where we are supposed to be in being godly examples, but we ask for forgiveness today. And I pray, ask that you help us to be go forward and become all that you have called us to be, being that godly example for your kingdom. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.